What's going on, One Love family? Welcome back to the One Love podcast. I'm your host, Eugenia Rhett, and I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. And if you're getting something out of it, share it with your friends and your family. That's all I ask. All right, guys, I love you, and let's get into today's topic. What's going on, guys? Before we get into the message, I would like to say a quick prayer. So if you would just close your eyes and bow your head with me. God, we thank you for another beautiful start to a week. We pray that you help me articulate this message to the listeners, to your followers, to your people, so that they may hear it. And God, I pray that they have ears to hear your word, in hearts to receive it. I pray these things in your beautiful son Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. So, have you guys ever been in a conversation or started a conversation where you're like, hey, how are you? I'm sure everybody has. And you go, I'm good. But the next part is kind of tricky. The person tells you, just good, and you're like, yeah, I mean, is good not good enough? And they're like, I mean, you're not great, you're not amazing, and you're like, I mean, I guess I'm great. But then it leads you to the question is, why was good not good enough, right? Well, that's the topic today. You're good is good enough. If you guys will go with me to Genesis 1 through 31. Yes, I know that is a lot. So we're going to sum it up real quick. This is when God creates the earth. He creates the earth that we are living on. He creates the plants. He creates light. He creates water, land, people, animals, everything. Everything that's on this earth. This is when God creates it. It is a real quick sum up, but because we are focusing on this thing right here. If we start, we're going to start with the first verse. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, or a waste and emptiness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Ocean that covered the unformed earth, the Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light was good, pleasing, useful. God saw the light was good, and he affirmed it and sustained it and separated the light, distinguishing it from the darkness. Okay. So, we're going to stop there because, as we all know, he continues to create the rest of the world, but after he does a creation, or he's done creating something, he says it is good, he affirms it, and he sustains it. Right? Right. Okay. As we read, we can see with everything God creates, he says it is good. Once he's finished, he says it is good, and he rests on the seventh day. We'll get to that later. And so, your good is good enough. Your good is good enough for God. It's the world that says good isn't good enough. The world says if you're doing good in any aspect of your life, there is always a way to be doing better. It's the enemy's tactic to keep you in the mindset that good is never good enough for God. That when everything's good in your life, there could always be better. Now, me saying this, I'm not saying you should never grow or there's no room for growth, but there are times where things are good and we try to make them better than what good is. And sometimes that good thing that you're trying to make better, well, it'll turn out bad. You see, we need to live in that good. And when God says, hey, this is no longer good, then it's time to grow from it or grow in it. You put in the work again to make it good again. Once God was done with creating the world and all his creations, he rested. We should do the same thing. When things are good, we should rest, enjoy it, be present in it. Why? Because God did it too. And it's a good that we will never experience again. You see, when something is good, before God tells us that it's no longer good, we need to live in it, be present in it. That's like if you have a family and your kids are very young and you're looking at them and God tells you this is good. But in your mind, you're thinking it could be better. This house could be bigger. The car could be brand newer. The grass could be greener. It should be shorter. When you're thinking all these different things, instead of what God just told you and told you that it is good, and being present in the good and being present in your kids, then you're losing it. Because the devil comes in your head and he says, it's not good enough. But you need to be present. When God said it is good, be present. Because when it is good and your kid is 2 years old, he wants you to be present in that good. When God says it is good and you're in this career and you're in this moment and you might not be promoted, but you could be, but God says what you are right now is good, be in that moment because God has better for you. He doesn't not has better, but he has another good for you that is coming. You just have to be content in this good. You see, when we don't be present, when we don't take a rest in our good, we miss out on experiencing that good. And that's a good that we're never going to be able to experience again, especially when it comes to our child, when it comes to our relationships, and even when it comes to our career. That is a good we're never going to experience again. And so the same way God rested on the seventh day, we should rest when our good is done. Because there's another good coming, but we need to experience and appreciate the good that God has brought us so that when the next one comes, we don't take advantage of it, and we also don't think that we have to do better than it because it is already a better good than the last one was. Don't let the world say that your good isn't good enough. If God says it's good enough, that's all that matters. God's good is greater than any worldly great. Greater than any worldly amazing. Greater than any worldly incredible, wonderful, whatever word that you want to put in that isn't good. You see, we let the devil get in our heads that God doesn't appreciate our good. That our good isn't good enough for him. And so we run ourselves ragged, like I was saying. We run ourselves ragged. Instead of being present with our kids, we say, okay, well, my kid deserves a bigger house. My kid's getting growing, and we only have, one-bedroom apartment. Oh, well, it's time to get back to work. But God said, right now, it is good. You are good. Because God will provide that next good that has 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. He needed you to be present in that good right there. But you see, the devil uses you running ragged and you being busy to keep you from moving forward to that next good. When you're so focused on the thing that you believe isn't good enough, then you can't get to the next good thing God has for you. It's time to stop letting the devil steal the good things in your life. It's time to stop letting the devil steal the good things in my life. Stop letting the devil get between you and the next good God has for you. When God said it's good, then it's good. Let it be. Rest in it. Be present in it. Then focus on the next thing God wants you to make good. God says your good is good enough. Your good is good enough. So the next time someone asks you how you are, or the next time you're looking at your son or daughter and you're thinking, is this good enough for them? Am I doing enough for them? Or the next time you're at your job and you're saying, is this good enough for me? Is this good enough? You say, you know what? It is good. And good is good enough for God. And so good is good enough for me. We have to believe that, guys. That our good is good enough. Because good was good enough for God. So good has to be good enough for us. We have to stop overworking ourselves, overexerting ourselves for a worldly great, for a worldly wonderful, for even a worldly good. Because that worldly good isn't God's good. We have to stride for God's good. Because that's the only good that matters. God, we thank you for this message that you have sent for your people to receive today. I pray, God, that it connected with the people listening so they see that their good is good enough. I pray that they stop listening to the lies the devil has tried to put in their heads or tried to tell them, and that they see the good you have for them. They see the good work you are doing and have done for them and in them. God, I pray that they apply this message in their life throughout this week and for the rest of their lives. God, I pray a hedge of protection over their lives. I pray you continue to be with them throughout this week and that we never depart from your presence, God. I pray these beautiful things in your beautiful Son, Jesus' name. Amen. You guys, go out and have a blessed week. And remember, we all come from the same love. One love. God's love. I love you all. I see you next time. If you're hearing this message and you're realizing that you're good right now, is good enough, or if you don't realize it but you still want to give your life to Jesus, then say this prayer with me. God, thank you for sending your only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. You say that right now, my good is good enough. Who I am right now is good enough. I give my life to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you that my good is good enough. That you will transform my good. You will change my good for the glory of your kingdom. And I pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that for the first time, God bless you. God loves you. And your good is good enough. Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you all. Have an awesome week. And remember, we all come from the same love, one love, God's love. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you got something from this message, please share it with your friends or your family. Let's spread the gospel across the world, guys. Remember, we come from one love, and that's God's love.